Hey, come on. Let me see those pretty eyes of yours. I bet they're just like I remember. Oh, good. You're awake. Hey there. Don't worry, you didn't get knocked on the head or anything. You're still in your room at the inn where you fell asleep. You're just tied to the bed now. Oh, you're cute when you struggle. I like seeing you wiggle in the bed sheets. But I didn't want to do this to you, you know. I wanted to play fair. We've been competing for so long. I always imagined winning against you in a fair and honorable way. It's okay. Don't panic. Slow your breathing. I'm not gonna hurt you. Yeah. You're my rival, but that doesn't mean you're my enemy, right? All your gear is safe too. Your fencing foils are right where you left them. See? Turn your head to the left. I always knew you slept with them nearby. You're so cautious. And you brought this on yourself, you know. When we dueled for that bodyguard position with the Adder House, I thought that was the end of it. You beat me, and they hired you. Wow, that's really hard to say. I guess I'm still mad about it. But I shouldn't be so angry. You're much faster with a weapon than you have any right to be. Did you know that? My dreams crumbled around me when you knocked me down during that duel. But still, I was in awe. That's how impressive it was. Your skill with the sword was greater than my resentment in that moment. And, wait, I'm not done talking about this. And your feet, they manage to keep up with you when you fight. It's infuriating. It's the kind of footwork they write about in stories, and you make it look easy. I hate that. How you don't seem to struggle. If I want to watch you writhe, I have to break into your room and do something extreme, like this. What was I talking about? My mouth is dry. I got distracted by the sight of you, tied up on your bed. Oh, right, our last duel. I sunk away with my tail between my legs after you beat me. And I did the right thing, I let it go. I focused on myself and my swordplay. Or at least I tried to. But I couldn't forget about you. About our duel. I could still smell the flowers around us in the noble's garden where we fought. I still feel the dirt sliding under my boots as I parried. The power behind your strikes made my entire arm vibrate. The sight of your hair in your eyes as you focused on me. I'll never forget it. It was like I was your entire world. I would see it when I closed my eyes. It was like you were haunting me. I found you in the bottom of every glass, at every dirty tavern I threw myself in. Trying to forget. Look, you can struggle all you want, but I know you're listening, and I know you remember. That duel was everything for you, too. It had to be. But I thought I could live with it. The obsession, the defeat, the end of our rivalry. Knowing once and for all who was better, I was supposed to move past it, not linger in it. Ah, so now you have a question. What happened? What went wrong? Why are you tied up to the bed? God, you're so impatient. It makes me want to slap you. I'm getting to that part. Last week, I was walking through the town square, feeling sorry for myself when I heard the new royal decree. And I knew you would hear it too. The Empress is looking for a duelist bodyguard. Did you know we were in fashion here in the capital? All the dolls in the shop windows have fencing foils in their stuffed hands. I had no idea our vocation was so popular. But when I heard about the Empress needing a duelist, something in my chest unwound. I knew I would see you again. And it was so easy to find which room you rented. I was a little jealous, watching you fall asleep from your closet. You fall asleep so easily. Yeah, you rest like someone who has no secrets. And then I tied you up, so we could have this moment. This confrontation where I'm on top. It's been long overdue. I think, and I know I'm monologuing a bit here, but I think losing that duel was a mistake. But I don't regret it as much as I regret leaving and walking away from you after. Why? Why? because I should have stayed. I could have trained and asked you for a rematch. I could have been closer to you. Our fight was everything. I feel like my life was cut in two after dueling you. My personhood is divided before that moment and after. Nothing else matters. Do you get it? Do you finally get it? Everything. Why I'm here. Why you're tied down. What you mean to me. Just tell me you understand. Nod your head. Do something. Good. Good. I feel less crazy now. Here, I am going to sit beside you and brush your hair back so I can see those lovely eyes that have haunted me. Look at you, helpless and mine. Does it feel good? This feels right to me. It's so natural, us being together. What am I going to do? Well, I'm going to become a duelist for the Empress, of course. With you tied up, there's no one else that can beat me. Don't worry. I have everything planned, and you won't be here for long. I'll put you in a lovely bit of luggage I had custom made. You'll arrive in my rooms with the rest of my things once I'm appointed quarters in the palace. To better guard the Empress, you see. And then, once you're warmed up to me and your new place as my lover, I can start bringing you outside and showing you off. It's okay. This is better. I'm sick of fighting. I'm sick of obsessing over you. I'm just going to be selfish and take the things I want. This is growth for me. You only live once, after all. Aww, I like looking at your face as I tell you these things. I bet you were living in comfortable ignorance before now. Focused on your sword play and nothing else. I bet there was a feeling that lingered within you, gnawing at you. Something that called out and told you that there was more, another step in your journey. Well, this is it. It's love. Am I right? Hey, look at me. I said, look at me. Good. Good. See? You just need to behave, and then everything is okay. But what I'm saying is, this is the next step for you. Being mine. Living together. You'll love it since we're soulmates. I bought you a ring, too. I'll put it on before I leave so you can get used to it. I just want everyone to know that you're mine. It'll keep things simpler, and I'm kind of the jealous type, so, you know, it'll just be easier. Good. You look like you're calming down a bit, accepting things. I'm sorry to ruin your plans like this. Listen, that's a fair point, but we already had our moment together. Our last duel needs to be the only one we ever have for the rest of our lives. It felt like I'd been struck by lightning. The intensity in your eyes, your skill, the way I held my own until the very last. We'll never have anything as magical, another connection like that, ever again. I can't believe I didn't pounce on you right then and there. I let pride get in the way of seeing that we're supposed to be together. Yes, don't fight me on this, okay? The universe already decided for us when it made us soulmates. It's okay. Just focus on the feeling of the bed underneath you. And let go of your ambitions. They don't serve you anymore, but I do. Just surrender. You're mine, and I'm yours. Now that we're not fighting each other, just think of all the incredible things we can accomplish together at the palace. Yes, and before you know it, you'll be in my rooms, and we'll be together. Good. I love you. The end.